Well, unfortunately, there are only a limited number of antibiotics available. So if bacteria become resistant, it means there will be fewer possibilities to treat them in the future.
Es ist wieder Mittwoch und damit Podcast-Zeit bei Das PTA-Magazin. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast für PTA und alle, die uns zuhören möchten. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie Englisch for PTA beschäftigt sich mit Antibiotika, was auch das Titelthema der kommenden Ausgabe im Januar ist. Eine Kundin löst in der Apotheke ein Antibiotikarezept für ihre Tochter ein. Die 13-Jährige hat Streptokokken. In der Apotheke erfährt die Mutter alles zur Einnahme des Antibiotikums Amoxicillin. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen ganz nebenbei Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie dies auf unserer Website tun unter das-pta-magazin.de/englisch. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören, liken nicht vergessen und einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr.
Good afternoon, can I help you?
Yes, please. I have a prescription here for some antibiotics. They're for my 13-year-old daughter. The doctor has diagnosed a strep throat.
Ah, yes, amoxicillin. I'll get it for you. Here you are, to be taken twice a day for 10 days.
Is it really necessary that she takes them?
Streptococcus bacteria can cause inflammation of the kidneys, rheumatic fever, or heart damage, and that can be prevented with antibiotics.
But why for so long? Does she have to keep taking them even if she feels better after a few days?
Absolutely. Streptococci often hide in the back of the throat, and if she stops taking the medication, the bacteria will start to multiply again, making her prone to reinfection. Also, the bacteria that regrow are likely to be resistant to the prescribed antibiotic.
What consequences would that have?
Well, unfortunately, there are only a limited number of antibiotics available. So if bacteria become resistant, it means there will be fewer possibilities to treat them in the future.
Oh, I see. Will there be any side effects?
There may be a few mild ones, such as nausea, runny stools, or diarrhea. They're listed on the information sheet, but they're usually nothing to worry about. It's also possible that an itchy rash with spots or small bumps may appear. In this case, you should contact your doctor just to be on the safe side. Only 1% of the population is actually allergic to antibiotics, such as amoxicillin. Has there ever been this kind of reaction in your family?
No, fortunately, I never heard of that. What else do I need to know?
Your daughter should follow the directions and take the tablets on time, exactly as prescribed, and with a big glass of tap water, not only a mouthful. Stomach trouble can be prevented if the medication is taken at mealtimes. Food will not impair the effectiveness of the antibiotic, as is sometimes the case with other substances.
Thank you. Oh, I've just remembered. I've got some antibiotics left over from a cystitis infection. The use-by date hasn't been reached yet. Can they be used for something else?
No. Prescribed medication should never be kept or used for anything else, whether its expiry date has been reached or not. There are different categories of antibiotics, and they are prescribed by medical professionals solely with the treatment of a particular patient in mind. Leftover medication should always be correctly disposed of. In your case, you can put the tablets into the residual waste.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. I wish your daughter a speedy recovery.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.